Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
As part of our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, Liberty Counsel has the Naughty and Nice list for 2018. I hope you check it as you make some of your shopping decisions this Christmas season. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign is, in fact, one designed to educate and, if necessary, to litigate to make sure that Christmas is still about the real reason for the season. And we have information on our website, lc.org. You can go on to the slider at the top of the page to learn more. We have information about the constitutionality of having nativity scenes on public property, singing Christmas carols in the public school, even though maybe an issue might have happened already in your situation or your locale. Let us know, because while it might be too late for some of these situations to be resolved, it's not too late for 2019. But you also have, Matt, the Naughty and Nice list. And the Naughty and Nice list is about private retailers. Mm-hmm. And the First Amendment certainly does not apply to them, so there's no constitutional issue. But you can vote with your shopping dollars, and your information, your feedback to them and to us does and has made a significant difference in their behavior.
It has. And, you know, I just have kind of an anecdote. I was at the doctor yesterday, just doing a regular checkup. And my doctor's office is right by our house. There's a Jewish synagogue real nearby. And it was pretty clear at the doctor's office that everybody was saying happy holidays. They didn't have any of the typical, you know, Christmas paraphernalia, nothing relating to Christ. And I guess, you know, I kind of understand that there are a huge Jewish population in the area. So when they were saying happy holidays to me, one of the nurses, she said, happy holidays. I said, Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah. And she got a big smile on her face, and she said, Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah. She appreciated it. But all that's just an example. But so many of these retailers, you know, it comes down from corporate. No, we need to use this innocuous happy holidays language and make everything just, you know, the season. But there's a reason for the season, and we so appreciate it. This is about Christ. This is Christmas. This is the Christmas season.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, the White House Christmas tree is now installed.
Oh, that was
and
gorgeous.
Melania
wasn't it?
Trump has decorated the White House beautifully again, as she did in 2017. Mm-hmm. And there's a nativity in there as well. And it's a historic nativity that she put on display there. And, you know, President Donald Trump, when he ran for president, he said that he was going to bring Merry Christmas back. Well, certainly he's kept that as one of his many promises, because he says Merry Christmas. And in fact, the White House honors Christmas. But in the private retail market, some of these retailers still do not want to even acknowledge that Christmas exists. On the other hand, there's so many options that you now have that you didn't have when we first started the Naughty and Nice list a number of years ago.
But you know, that's ludicrous, because it's like, if it's your birthday, Matt, I'm going to acknowledge you and say happy birthday to you and celebrate you on that day. Well, this is about Christ's birthday. He may not technically have been born on the 25th, but that's when we acknowledge it around the world. So to leave him out, it's ludicrous.
Yeah, we don't say to Matt Staver on his birthday, happy generic celebration day, Matt Staver.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, and you know, this is an international recognized holiday. Mm-hmm. It's a state and federal holiday. It's in all of the state and federal laws. It's in the different procedures for law and courts to recognize this as one of the holidays. And it's not called holiday. It's called Christmas.
Right.
And so
Christ Mass.
That's Christ is actually in the word Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And these green things that we cut down, or the fake ones that we now have, we put all these ornaments on it and light it up. That's called a Christmas tree if you didn't know about it. And, you know, when we launched this Naughty and Nice list many years ago, believe it or not, you couldn't find Christmas trees. Yeah, you could find the green pointed trees, real and fake. but they were not called Christmas trees. The whole retail market called them holiday trees. Mm-hmm. And in Boston, this was kind of an example. People in Nova Scotia cut down this big spruce tree, which they do every year, and they put it on a flatbed semi, and they ship it to Boston. And the reason why is they had some huge fire in Nova Scotia some many years ago, and the Bostonians came there to help them. So in appreciation, they send this big, roughly 40-foot tall spruce Christmas tree. It's a big deal. On the outside of the cab of the vehicle hauling the flatbed, it said, "Merry Christmas, Boston." Big tree was loaded on the back of it. It goes all the way through the state lines. It enters Boston, and the mayor said, "We're going to have a holiday lighting ceremony." Changed it. And that was like, this is ridiculous. Why not call it a Christmas tree lighting ceremony? Because that 40-foot tall spruce that's decorated with all the different designs and lights, it doesn't celebrate Hanukkah. The Jews don't use that for Hanukkah. We've never used that for Thanksgiving.
Don't do this for Valentine's Day.
It's not New Year's.
Put hearts on it.
Yeah, we don't put this for Valentine's Day. Yeah. It's not 4th of July, Independence Day.
Not an Easter
it's
tree.
It's Christmas. Yeah. It's called a Christmas tree, for goodness sakes.
And that is political correctness on steroids. And I've often said political correctness is a barrier to truth and a pathway to tyranny. And by trying to be all inclusive and non-offensive and being politically correct, where they're actually ignoring the reason for the season altogether, and they're being exclusive, they're excluding Christmas, the reason for the season, and being offensive. It's so ironic.
But you know, when it really comes down to it, you know, I'm looking at this picture that we have on our naughty and nice list. We say that Jesus is the reason for the season. Yes, but really we are the reason for the season, because that's why he humbled himself, became a human, came to earth as a baby so that we could come to know him and we could have eternal life. We could be saved from our sins. So it's really about what he did for us. And so that should continue to have an impact on us and our hearts, and the opportunity when we say Merry Christmas, we can share that with others.
Amen. Exactly. You know, and even this time of year, it's my favorite time of the year. When you go shopping online, some of you are going to do your shopping online, some of you are going to do them in person, some of you are just going to walk through stores at this time of year just to browse. Let us know what you see online in the catalogs that you're getting, in the advertisements you're receiving, in the stores that you're visiting. And by the way, make your voice known. We have the Naughty and Nice list, and on the Naughty and Nice list, we have hot links, and some of those have phone numbers that you can call, or you can contact these retailers and send them a message. And you can encourage them, thank them for having Christmas carols that include Christian themes, Merry Christmas in their stores, Christmas trees, and other kinds of references to Christmas. Some of the stores that are on the nice list are American Eagle Outfitters, Bath and Body Works, so many different department stores, Beals, Belk, Best Buy. So if you want to do your electronic shopping, skip Radio Shack, because they've never been on the nice list.
I think they're out of business anyway. So.
Yeah, and I think, and you know,
think
more or less,
kind of is indicative when they make decisions like this.
Right.
And as a result, you know, look at this. They're not managed well. They don't understand even their client base or people that they're selling to. Best Buy is an option. And there's so many other places as well. Home Depot, Lowe's, and so many others, Kmart. And by the way, this list is only with regards to Christmas. It's not regarding anything else. So you can make your decisions on other things, like Macy's is on here as an example. Macy's is on here only because they acknowledge Christmas.
Right.
Now, if you want to make a statement to Macy's because of what they did in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, we're not promoting anything else other than the fact of Christmas.
We're focusing on that.
We're just focusing on that.
And we always say, vote with your values. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't we shop with our values?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
You know, and those who are on the naughty list that aren't recognizing, you know, use it as an opportunity to politely tell them, even maybe share your faith, why they should acknowledge Christmas, and that you will value that. You will use your dollars when they do.
Yeah, and Barnes & Noble, for an example, they ought to realize that they're alienating a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They're on the naughty list. You can find other options online. You don't need Barnes & Noble. And you can tell Barnes & Noble why you're not going to shop there this Christmas.
Right.
Your voices through the years have made a difference. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. And at this time of the season, remember Liberty Counsel with your prayers and your year-end giving. You can go to Liberty Counsel's webpage, lc.org, and make an online contribution there. There's also other information to contact us at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.